Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
All right. Greetings. Hello, hello, hello. How have you been? How have you been? It's really been a long time since I have done a podcast episode, since the last time I received, you know, I released an episode. It's almost 3 months now. Oh my gosh. And you're not used to that. You're used to me coming on every week to do a show. Well, I don't normally come on to record every week because I record in advance, but I normally release a show every week. And for the past almost 3 months, there has been none. So my apologies, but you know, there's just a lot of overwhelm that's been going on. And I became, you know, I moved from just being an aunt a couple months ago, being an aunt to a mother of my two nieces for just a little while. So, and they're age 3 and 5. So, you know, that, you know, it's taking some work and it just took a lot of getting used to. So, just want to be here that you know what's happening. I'm really loving the journey, you know, but with life, things go on. Life is lifing. And with all of that and just taking on additional responsibilities, then now I am legitimately a superwoman, right? So I earned that title. Anyways, if you are new here, you know, well, you don't know, but you're new here, I'm Henneka Watkus Porter, host of the Entrepreneurial You podcast and TV show. And I want to welcome you very, very specially if you're here for the first time, and a very shout out to my very loud shout out to my dedicated listeners. You are amazing. Thank you. So another thing that is happening is that I have partnered with the Jamaica Stock Exchange to host a very powerful leadership conference called She Leads. Yeah, man. You'll be hearing more about this as time progresses, but you're in for a treat today because over the next few weeks, I'll be highlighting some of our speakers at that event, and you'll also have the opportunity to hear from one of such speakers this very moment, today. So this week, I'm starting off with an amazing Jamaican-Canadian CEO who is all about using minerals to find the causation of diseases and disorders. But first, a word from our longstanding podcast sponsor, the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. In this episode, my guest is Dr. Nadine Wong, a Jamaican-Canadian CEO of the Alabaster Wellness Clinic. Dr. Wong specializes in natural medicine as a board-certified homeopath, psychologist, trichology, and integrative psychology, rather. So she's a board-certified homeopath. She's also done trichology and is big into integrative medicine. Dr. Wong's health and wellness mandates through minerals to find the causation of diseases and disorders. She is the author and creator of the Alabaster Beauty Ointments Beauty Cosmetic Products, Alabaster Homeopath and Mineral Substance, Mineral Supplements. Okay, we're having a little tongue tying going on. So, Alabaster Homeopath and Mineral Supplements, and the founder of the Alabaster Gates Children's Charity, with a mission to educate children beyond their limitations. So I've said a lot. I know it's a mouthful, but let me just welcome you, Dr. Wong, to this episode of the Entrepreneurial You podcast.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation. I am so honored.
Absolutely. And I'm excited to hear you, and I get to hear you first before the attendees at the upcoming session. So let me start off with this question for you. So if you were stranded on a deserted island and could only bring three natural remedies or supplements, what would those be?
You know, water for sure, because the body is predominantly made of water. And no matter where we are, we still have to have positive affirmation, because if we're stranded, we have to feed our mind that no matter what, we're going to survive. And the other is have an open mind. Should anything happen, we're ready for it.
Ah, so you, I hope you're paying attention, you know, listeners. So she's water is the only quote unquote physical thing that she would take with her, right? With her a natural remedy and supplement, right? So that's the only thing she'll take. But she's taking with her mindset, you know, and just to know that anything is possible, you know,
that's right.
And be prepared when opportunity comes, be prepared mm-hmm. when it knocks on that door, be prepared to open it and let opportunity walk right through it. I love
that's
it.
Right. Because, you know, with a positive mindset, mm-hmm. we can look at a tree and make mm-hmm. chair out of it. Right. With a positive mindset, we can take branches and make roof out of it. So we still need to hydrate the brain that hydrates the mind that produce the positive thought that we can become creative and that we can execute whatever our thought processes are to complement our overall human body.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And that's a good place to start, you know, in terms of feeding the mind. But I want to go back. Can you just take us back a little, Dr. Wong, to your early years? Like, was there any child, you know, what was your childhood like? And where did you grow up? Let's start there.
Okay, this is way back. Well, I'm a born Jamaican. Mm-hmm. I left Jamaica when I was a child, basically. And then I migrated to Toronto, Canada, where I've called home for over 30 years. Now, I've been here for, as I said, for over 30 years, but home is still home, as to why I have all these initiatives that connect me back to home. Challenges are when I visited first, I never had a problem. But when I actually, as we say, put roots down and Canada became home or Toronto became home, I had all these different challenges, like cultural challenges, because based on my last name, Wong, people always assume a particular aesthetic I should look like in Canada. And I really realized that, oh my gosh, Jamaica, I never had a problem with that. And so I had to overcome a sense of cultural racism. I had my own learning challenges where it was later when you look, it's like a learning disorder, like a dyslexia. So in terms of how to adjust with all the different things, who do I ask for help? And at a very early age, I really discovered, okay, well, all these different challenges that are coming at you, I really learned at an early age that mindset is an important tool for me to identify really what I'm good at, what I'm struggling with, and how am I going to interconnect all of this to bring forth the better part of me.
Mm-hmm. So was there, from your childhood, then, was there any significant event or experience?
No, I really had a great mm-hmm. life. Mm-hmm. I still do. I had supporting parents. I had a supporting family, classmates. I knew at an earlier age, I was always a leader. I was head girl. I was head prefect. I was president of all these little clique clubs that we used to have. So leadership was all, that brand was always on me. Whether I like it or not, I'll walk into a 4-H club meeting as a child in Jamaica and only to find out I was nominated as the president or I was nominated as the head girl or the prefect. So leadership quality was always a light that was shined on me or well recognized by my peers and my teachers. And of course, as I said, with great family support, I mean, they really have been a backbone that has really been just encouraging me to go forward, hence where I am today. So I really never had any challenges. The challenges occurred when I actually migrated here. And the challenges were not in home, but more so coming to a new cultural society and just realizing that really this is different. Because Jamaica, we're a melting pot. We're a melting pot of culture. Here is it. I am a woman of color, but I have what is known as an Asian last name. And, you know, when I migrated here, it's like I had to explain to that particular community that, listen, you know, there is a community that migrated from out of China to Jamaica. And hence, you know, we're diverse. We're really a melting pot. And I had to explain to all these other cultures who were just looked at. They would look at me as like, I'm a bit confused. Your name, your culture. Like, I had to do a lot of relearning or unlearning people around me. That way, when I present myself, I present myself in such a way based on the educational aspect that I brought for it, commanded their attention. And based on that, they stopped looking at me to the way of pulling me apart. They now see me as a whole based on not what I look like, but really what was coming out of my mouth, which was, as I said, more education and wisdom that I was partaking.
Wow. You know, I know that's quite interesting, Dr. Wong. I've never thought about that. You know, that would be a challenge. Like, you know, I mean, it's fine to be a Wong or a Chin or whatever it is,
yeah,
in Jamaica without looking a certain way.
Exactly.
But I never thought about it, you know, and the questions, the eyebrows that would be raised. I mean,
oh, yeah.
We could have a whole nother conversation around that.
Oh, we can do a part two on just that topic alone.
Oh, my gosh. You kind of stir up a can of worms right here because, yeah, that what does it mean to be Black? You know, not
with the last name Wong.
Yeah, but not even that. With, you know, all the nuances and stuff and the idiosyncrasies and all of those things that come out of Jamaicans or for Jamaicans living overseas, you know, mm-hmm. where people are not really so exposed. I remember when I went to, this is not really totally, you know, connected, but it's kind of like what happens because people are not exposed. The first time I went to Missouri as a child, mm-hmm. I was there as a camp counselor. And I mean, I'll be going all around in schools and all of these things. And they'll be asking, so do they have cars in Jamaica? Do people live on the streets in Jamaica? It was like, oh my gosh, you all need to be exposed, people. Get out of America. America's yep. the world. so yep. yeah. We digress. Let's come back. So in terms of you, this is interesting. In terms of your formative years, so I know there's no significant, you know, stuff like trauma and all of these things, but was there any mm-hmm. significant experience that would ignite the passion that you now have for natural mm-hmm. medicine and holistic, you know, health
oh,
practices?
Wow.
What was that thing that ignited the passion for that?
So even though I had, or I still do, I still have a supporting cast of family members and so on. My challenges were I had a challenge learning. I didn't realize I had a learning challenge until I migrated here. Again, with all the cultural racism that came at me, it really stressed me out. In Jamaica, I wasn't as sharp in terms of understanding, grasping the information. Because at that point, I didn't really recognize what was happening to me. And it's not until I migrated here, and there I was in high school, and I would write backwards. I would recite things backwards. And then a teacher actually says, wait a minute now. You're producing the work, but the meat and potatoes of it, you're doing it backwards, and there's a disorder, and you know, you go through the whole process and so on. And at that time, I still didn't understand what I was saying, but I never allowed that to become a handicap for me. I actually just kept meeting it face on. Like when I feel my thought process becomes so overwhelmed where I'm actually seeing things backwards, I actually stop. So I kind of had to treat myself because I really didn't know where to go, even though I was. My teacher at the time in high school said, hey, this is what it's called. I never really followed up with it until later when I was in university. So fast forward, now here I am with 7 PhDs.
What did you say again?
I am today, uh-huh. 2023, by the grace of God, 7 PhDs. And I really function in only 4. And it's like, how does a person go from a learning disorder to basically obtain all these degrees? Now, what happened? As I said, I just kept studying. regardless of what I was diagnosed with, I'd never used it as a handicap. What I did, I had to just stop and channel within myself what my strengths are. So I know that I can't study, I can't cram. I can't study for last minute exam. I have to give myself space and time. I had to learn or relearn how to trust myself. Because when I had the challenge learning, there were persons around that instilled fear in me. You know how they say they have put those negative labels on you. And that made my brain feel like mashed potatoes, like mush. I can actually tell you how cognitively what my brain felt like, the burning, the headaches, the anxiety. I went through all of that, hence all the degrees, because I just kept saying, there has to be a cause. There has to be a cause. So at the end of the day, all those challenges, I had to identify what they were, even without clinical diagnosis, like the name itself. I said, wait a minute, I start feeling hot and bothered when this happened. I feel cold and clammy. So I started to document things over the years. And I was still studying. I still had failures. I still had passes. And even when I failed, I kept looking at, okay, well, I didn't get the mark that is considered to be a pass. But to me, I passed myself because I didn't quit. So I had to be very creative to really get into my state of mind to say, okay, this is a safe place for you now to learn. Because when fear is instilled in any child or upon anyone, your brain does something like it's a reactive to where we regress. And some people do it in their behavior and some people do it just in the whole process of learning. But a lot of times this particular behavior is not identified. Nobody looks at the symptomology. They just kind of look at the symptomology and they call it a name. And most of the time it's not negative, or they diagnose you with a learning disorder. But for me, I never use the name as a badge to say, well, I have this. I always present, I had a challenge. And really, that's really what it was. So wow. At the end of the day, yeah, my overcoming story, I mean, I could only say, God, I thank you. Because if I didn't, then I'm not sure if we'd be having this conversation, hence me being a part of such this powerful platform of leaders.
Wow, that is such a powerful story, Dr. Wong.
And, yeah.
You know, yeah, we're going to delve more into it. I mean, listeners, if you want to hear more, you definitely have to come to She Leads.
I mean,
this is just icing. Not even icing on the cake. We're just kind of putting the ingredients together for you right now to bake that cake. So we're not going to give you all.
We're gathering,
right.
Yeah.
We're not going to give you everything. We're just teasing you up a little bit so that you can see the power and be exposed to the power that's going to be in that room. So you have a glimpse. I mean, this is just one of our speakers. We have so many. And I mean, I'm going to share more about that. And I don't want to take up our time to share that. So I'm going to ask the final question I'm going to ask at this moment is, I want you to share about why should we consider, and I'm going to use it before I even ask the question. Let me tell you a little story. So in 2020, I became very, very ill. Very, very ill. I was going all over the place trying to figure out what was wrong with me, and nobody could tell me what was wrong. They're telling me, yeah, you're depressed, you're anxious, whatever. That was true. I was in a deep, dark depression. But in addition to that, there were physical things happening. Like, everything was just happening at once, where every second that I lived was a second to be grateful for. And it wasn't until my 12th doctor, having gone through all, including psychiatrists, that was now natural medicine. Naturopathic doctor, right? Mm. So it wasn't until seeing her and she diagnosed me. And by this time, I'd well diagnosed myself because I was doing a lot of research and so on. And so I ended up diagnosing myself even before I was told that it's adrenal fatigue. Like, I'm totally burnt out, right? Everything was just happening and it was just a big, like, it was life-threatening. I knew that if I never take matters into my own hands in terms of my health and just wellness and stuff, that would be it. So my question, as a somebody who's big on home remedies, natural remedies and so on, why should we consider that as an alternative? Well, not even as an alternative, really, as a first choice, right? Because we end up, what I find is that we end up going to all our, you know, doctors, and not to say that we shouldn't, but we exhaust our resources on, you know, on traditional medicine and stuff. And by the time we realize that, oh, it's time to, we're going to see somebody for holistic, you know, natural remedies and stuff, we don't know our resources. So talk us through why that should be or could be considered as a first option instead of an alternative or, you know, second best option.
Oh, for sure. Now, let me put this disclaimer up. Medicine has its perfect place.
Absolutely.
But all medicine is derived from natural medicine. It's really what you have put in it, how you have support the actives, or, you know, how you dissect the actives to become reactive, that differentiate the natural medicine from the actual traditional medicine. So it's actually needed to an extent. Now, when it comes to natural medicine, from my years of practice, and hearing just a little bit of what I had to overcome, I realized that it's best that we get to the place to understand how our body works, the message, the signals, because that's really what the body is, an interconnection of signals. And one of the reasons my main practice is all about causation, because if our body is derived out of minerals, and supplements and minerals is really facilitate our body system, not just our cognitive system, to function, then it's important that we get to the place where there's less actives that suppresses the autoimmune system or our cognitive function. And we need to understand really what the body needs, hence my area of specialty, which is minerals, because minerals are the spark plugs to our lives. Without mineral signals, the body would not respond. We would not be having this conversation. We would not, you talk about sickness and all the different things you've occurred. And I mean, trauma, there's no human being who walks the earth that has not been exposed to trauma. So understanding what trauma is and how it impacts our body and the environment, how it facilitates and keep us suppressed in that way. Natural medicine, my opinion, would be the best thing, because it's really who we are. It's effortless. It's effortless as to why this would be the area that I recommend. Try to source this out by understanding what your body needs. Let's look at the causation and not just the symptomology. And in that, it has its way. There is a way to complement that with traditional medicine. But, you know, I chose this path because at the end of the day, because our body is an interconnection of all these communicable tentacles, and they're called minerals. At the end of the day, we have to connect all the tentacles so we can understand the source from the essence of really natural medicine coming, whether it's from the earth source or that which comes out of fruits or products or blossoms. And at the end of the day, those complement the body better than the actual anything else that we're called man-made per se.
Absolutely. Natural is always best. And yeah, that's the truth. We know that it's derived from natural, even all medicine
exactly.
Derived from natural sources. So why not just go to the sources?
Like, yeah, you know, because the composition of the mineral, which is the earth body, and the composition of the human body is the same.
Wow.
Right? It's
that's
the same. So at the end of the day, this is why minerals neutralize minerals. Hence, the causation shows that there is a mineral that we're depleted in, and we find that through minerals. So regardless of the symptomology, whether it's the alopecia, the cancer, you know, bipolar, depression, all these symptoms that has a name, there is a cause. And that's the area that, as I said, I'm very passionate about. Hence, my practice is all about, let's find the causation before we just get on symptomology, because symptomology, there are lots of symptoms that are characterized with a name, but
yes,
a lot of time the cause itself, sometimes, like, for example, learning disorder or depression, a lot of times patient, the result shows that they're just depleted in zinc, which is a main mineral that supports your cognitive function, your emotions, more than most people. Should they go a traditional route, they may be, the medical doctors may actually give them antipsychotic medication, which suppresses the liver and has a potential to break other parts of the body down. And half the time, if they choose to go like the natural route in my practice, at the end of the day, we do the tests and realize, wait, you're just depleted in zinc. And we change that around and, you know, help the liver and the overall system. So everyone is different. But like I said, natural tradition medicine have its perfect place. But for me, the go-to is, let's find out what's causing the challenge before, you know, we go ahead and basically open herself to anything else. And actually really depends on the state that a person's situation may be in as well.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I became sick in that time, magnesium became my friend.
Well, listen, that's the mother mineral of all minerals. Listen. It recharges everything about the body.
Yes, yes.
Because,
yes,
you know, a lot of persons who may say, you know, it's tradition, my fat, everybody got diabetes and so on. It's not.
And they own that. Yeah, they own it. Yeah. Like, no, I'm not owning it. Like, no, because we know that, you know, we find the cause of it.
And exactly.
I learned so much too. So I'm really excited.
Find the cause. That's my mandate. Find the cause. Like, yes, through minerals, find the cause to wellness. That's my mandate.
Yeah.
So, you know, regardless of what challenges a person comes to me with, all we do is a simple mineral test. And that gives me the meat and potatoes about the person. So whether it's a state of mind, whether it's, you know, erectile dysfunction, whether it's a challenge conceiving, learning, skin eruptions, whatever, alopecia, whatever the challenges are. I even had patients who they're about to amputate their legs because of diabetes challenges. And we were able to correct that by regenerating the cells through minerals. Migraines, headache, like the body in itself is, everything is connected. Everything is connected. And the whole tentacle, the complete tentacles of the communicable connection has to do with minerals. So there is a cause, and through minerals, let's find it.
Yeah. Is there another cause? I remember when too, I did some work. I was actually doing with the Seventh-day Adventist program, because they're somewhat, like, I know that the Seventh-day Adventist is really big on wellness, and that's what I love about the organization. And so I did some studies with them, natural remedies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I didn't complete, but, you know, I did a little, because it led me to a lot of stuff when I was going through that period of illness. Everything you're saying now, I know to be true, you know, because it's my lived experience. And right now I know I need to go back to some of those things, because, you know, you get a little bit and you start to
huge mistake.
I know.
Health has to be a lifestyle.
Yes, I'm self-correcting. I'm correcting. Like, you know, all of those things about the war. I came off meat since 2020 into 2021 a bit. Then I was eating just fish only, and now I'm eating chicken, and now I kind of put other things in there too. And so I'm gonna self-correct. I promise. I'm promising myself to self-correct.
Listen, don't just, you know, a lot of people do Dr. Google.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, based on this symptoms and so on and so on. At the end of the day, this is why I'm so passionate about minerals. Find what your mineral says about you, what your body needs. Mm-hmm. Because no, like our fingerprints, no one, two person is the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what may work for one person will not work for another. And at the end of the day, there's such a thing as a person can become, you can overdose yourself on vitamins.
Mm.
So you really need to understand the importance of testing your minerals, so you know what your body needs. Hence, you know, getting it from a group and just picking it up and says, "Oh, based on what I heard, this is what's good for you." Your body, as I said, lots of women, especially during our cycle or going through changes, we really need to up our zinc. Because our state of mind is drained. It also helps with our libido. Men, the same thing as well. You know, the interconnection of a migraine headache and a vaginal yeast infection, or even flaking of the scalp. You know, alopecia and cancer, it's the same thing. It's an autoimmune deficiency. Like, everything is connected. And through the minerals, we're able to identify how the body's metabolizing all of this.
Right. So when you get here, you need to fix me, doc. You need to fix me. You need to fix me.
I'm all ready. I'm walking with my kids.
Yes.
So I can collect samples. And how I obtain minerals, people ask, is just a little sample of your hair. Just a wee bit of sample of your hair, because that's where it's stored, in the hair. Right. And once it's stored in the hair, we collect it, we liquefy it. It gives me the meat and up to your libido, I can see how the body is absorbing toxins. Like, it covers just about everything. So I'll walk with the kit.
Dr. Wong, what are the minerals that are necessary for perimenopause and menopause? Hi, audacious Natasha Nash. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Well, so what are the...
Yes.
So normally, as I said, you definitely need to have zinc itself, because that really helps with the hormones. It helps with our state of mind. But that's really one thing. Zinc and magnesium are two beautiful. One major magnesium is the major minerals that charges all minerals, and the zinc is the cofactor that supports it. Everything else, like I said, it's good to do a mineral test, because those are the chief minerals. But what else does the body need? Like, how well is the body's metabolizing? Because I could give you a list of minerals, but absorption is the first line of defense. And if your body is not in a place to absorb even these minerals, then it suppresses your kidney. It overloads your liver, which is the life of the body. You're going through hormone changes. This is the best time. Test your minerals, so you know exactly the changes that the body is expressing. What exactly do you need? Because I know there are lots of generic stuff. You can walk in the health store and you pick up ABC. And a lot of times people or ladies, they do a trial and error. This works some days, it doesn't work the other day. And that's a clear indication that your minerals ought to be tested. There's some deficiency. Mm. So I hope I've answered that question.
Yes, I think you have. Let me answer on her behalf. Yes. So she says, yes, I've started taking magnesium because I keep having leg cramps. Yes, magnesium. And I've been off magnesium for a couple of weeks, months. I need to fix that again. I don't know what is going on. Anyways, yes. She says, when will you be here? Because I'm ready to test. All right. I'm going to tell you more about when she's going to be here. So hang tight. Hold on. Don't go no place. I am going to tell you that in just a minute. But let me just take this opportunity right here to just ask Dr. Wong, just give me your final thoughts, as well as share with us. So three things, your final thoughts, share with us how we may come in contact with you outside of this conversation, as well as you did say you have a giveaway for our audience. So you're going to give you an opportunity to talk about that. So just wrap your final thoughts around our discussion.
Sure. Yes. So I can be reached. My IG account is Alabaster Wellness, and my company, Alabaster Wellness Clinic, same IG angle as well. And it doesn't matter where you are in the world, I still am able to reach you, because all you need to do is just mail me a sample of your hair, and we do a global, not a global, but a virtual appointment. And I'm really happy. I'm so excited. No. Happy is the understatement. I'm so excited to be a part of the She Lead empowerment, to empower women, because I strongly believe that it's through knowledge that we are healed and we can be the best support system for each other.
Absolutely.
When it comes to the giveaway.
Yes.
The giveaway. So as you know, I formulate my own cosmetic products, and everything is mineral derived. So I make, I'm going to give away my coffee body scrub, which is an excellent tool for women, especially women, because it really complements how the body changes hormones. Whether you're having a cycle, whether you're going through menopause, it cools the body down. The natural derived ingredients neutralizes dark spots. It minimizes it and neutralizes any lingering odor. As women, our body biochemically go through changes every 28 days, even through menopause, the changes are still happening. So lathering yourself, immersing yourself with this product from head to toe, it's really a treat. So I'm not sure how you're going to choose the winner, but I do have one. I'm not sure when I come. Is that when I present it to the person, or I'm mailing it? But that's what I would like to give away from my Alabaster Beauty cosmetic line.
Okay, awesome. But I think we should give it to somebody here, actually, who has been engaging with us. And if we're going to do that fairly and transparently, I think it's audacious Natasha Nash, because she's asked questions. I think she's one of the first to be on. Mm-hmm. Yes, she's actually one of the first to be on and asking questions and stuff. And so audacious Natasha Nash, it is yours. I've selected the winner. Just wait a couple of weeks. I'm not going to give Dr. Wong, the unnecessary trouble of having her. Well, not trouble, but,
No DHL package.
Right. We'll just take it with you when you're coming. All right.
Okay. Yeah. I'll bring a couple of jars with me.
Yes. Yes. So that she can we make arrangements and she gets it. This is so exciting. Oh my
gosh. Yes, it is. Yes. And to the team at the Jamaica Stock Exchange that sought to invite me, I'm super happy to be a part of this initiative and this amazing vision. And so I can't wait to be there. And as I said, to connect with great women as we get together collectively to bring forth knowledge that I know will be life-changing.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Wong, I want to thank you so much for sharing that incredible journey with us. Your insights, believe me, your story is truly, truly inspiring. And I'm looking forward to hear more from you at the She Leads Women's Conference on October 19, 2023, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We have so many speakers lined up to be a part of this inaugural event. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be amazing. I mean, you're going to hear the podcast. For those of you who came in late, you can hear the replay of the this live, as well as when the podcast go live in a couple of weeks, you'll also get to hear it. Facebook user, if you did not give the StreamYard permission to show your name, I'm only going to see Facebook user wherever you are, says very good information. I know it's tailored for women, but it's great to hear about nutrition. And it's important for overall health. That's so true. That seemed to be a guide, a man talking. Sure. Okay, so kindly say the conference info again so I can share. So it is She Leads Women's Conference. It is happening. Oh, it's Hayden. Hayden is out of Belinji. He's a singer, multi-talented person out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I love him. Thank you so much. Jillian wants to hear the conference info. So let me come back again and say that. So because I interrupted my own thoughts. So it is happening on October 19, 2023 at the Jamaica Stock Exchange. And that's 40 Harbor Street in Kingston from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are having like so many superstar speakers on that stage, and it's going to be amazing. You heard from Dr. Nadine Wong, her insights, her story, you know, just so, so powerful. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to hear more from her. And please go to bit.ly/SheLeadsConference and you can register. We have early bird tickets. Early bird ends on October 1. So go right ahead and book now before you have to pay the full rates. We have discounted the rates for you. We both have online and in person. So if you're in foreign, don't worry about it. We have a slot for you to come. Audacious Natasha Nass says, special thanks, Lady Henneke, for offering this to us. You are so welcome. And to Dr. Wong, she says, for this valuable information. Really, really, really love that you're here and really, really love that you're engaging with us. Awesome sauce. So we are going to, we're wrapping. That's a wrap. That's a wrap for another incredible episode of The Entrepreneurial You. And I really hope that you found today's, you know, conversation with Dr. Wong as inspiring and enlightening as I did. You know, there are some wow moments, drop jaw moments. And I love that. Dr. Wong, again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your journey and insight into natural medicine and, you know, holistic wellness. Now, to everyone, to keep updates with our latest episodes and never miss a beat at all, be sure to subscribe or follow The Entrepreneurial You on your favorite platform. And if you enjoyed today's episode, you know, just take a moment and rate and review the show. Rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, because your feedback really means a lot to us. It tells the algorithm that what I'm bringing to you is actually meaningful. So when we provide you with great content and you want to repay us, right? Repay us in subscription, repay us in following and leaving a rate and review, telling the algorithm that this is important to you and you want to hear more of this. So for more information about Dr. Nadine Wong, her wellness clinic, and her products, you can visit my website, because I'm going to be putting those things in the show notes. Mm-hmm. So go to hennikawatkinsupport.com and you'll find the show notes, the links, and additional resources that will help in today's will help you that come from today's episode. So also connect with me on social media. I'm very active there. Hennika Watkins Supporter. You always be sharing behind the scenes stuff. Just my life, a little sneak peek of what's coming up and so on. Mm-hmm. All right. So I am pretty much, I just want to say to you, thank you for being a part of the community. That's it. Your support does fuel my passion. And I really can't wait to bring you more exciting guests and discussions in the future. Again, I'm going to be taking some more She Leads speakers and bring them here so that, you know, you kind of whet your appetite a bit, right? And get you excited for She Leads 2023. Oh my gosh. I so love Dr. Street Forest. You know, she's such a visionary.
She's an angel.
She's
all heart.
Yes, she is.
She's all heart.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's it. And I just want to say, I want to ask you, my listeners and stuff, to affirm this with me. I deserve good health and I am committed to nurturing it in every way. So affirm that with me, my listeners. I deserve good health and I am committed to nurturing it in every way.
Oh, that's powerful.
Yeah. Until next time, stay curious, stay healthy, and stay tuned to the Entrepreneur You podcast. That's a wrap. Thank you all for joining.